Now, clearly, when we start talking about celebrity and celebrity culture and various other things, there are billions of searches that take place in the World Wide Web in all sorts of ways. And it is time to actually reveal, yes, those celebrities who have fascinated the British public the most. To do this, we are delighted to be able to welcome a true legend, a genuine soul who sort of has our finger on the celebrity pulse. She's the editor and showbiz expert of OMG! Exclamation mark. Of course, we're referring to the fabulous Julia White. Are you there, Julia?
I am. How are you?
Delighted to touch base with your good self, etc. Now, we were talking earlier about some of the shock seeing John Terry actually dropping out of the sequence here, seeing Ryan Giggs actually entering the whole scenario. Bieber mania, is it on the wane? I don't know. It's a disaster if it is, really. Who knows what's actually happening? What's the situation in terms of the top celebrity searches for, indeed, the celebrities in 2011?
Well, we are seeing celebrities being searched more than ever before in the top sort of 10 most searched things on Yahoo. Celebrities or TV show, reality shows took up sort of 6 out of 10 things, and the others were very based on the economic climate, FTSE, job centre. So it seems that we, in this time, you know, are looking for that light relief. And sitting pretty at the top of the 10 most searched celebs is none other than Miss Katie Price. Like her or hate her, she's there.
I mean, isn't it a bit unfair with Katie? Because surely she has a double shout. I mean, she can go in as Katie Price or Jordan. I mean, you know, shouldn't you not divide her vote by two at least?
Very good point. She does come in two forms. But I think really she's just, you know, had such a crazy year. She's been married. She's been divorced. She's had another public relationship with Leandro played out in the public sphere. She's had TV shows, books, magazines. And then she's even referenced last night on I'm a Celebrity as Peter Andre, her ex-husband, was in there reminiscing about their time. She just sort of gets everywhere, and it's really showing.
Is it just her natural sort of way of talking, saying, well, it's Katie Price and I know what I do? I mean, to be fair, I've heard various sort of lines said with respect to Katie, and even in our current studios in Lincoln, we've had this sort of notion that when she was actually signing, doing a book signing, we had queues around the block. I mean, it was kind of like a whole record, etc. What is it that we, with this fascination that we have with Katie Price and Jordan? You know,
I think she's extremely savvy and very, very good at keeping herself in the public eye. You know, even as Peter Andre was on his way into the I'm a Celebrity jungle in the past few weeks, she was sort of tweeting him and making sure she had a bit of an association with him again. And she just knows how to do it. She pulls off these ridiculously, you know, spectacular costumes for her launches. And I think it's more intrigue. I think it's sort of people perhaps wouldn't admit to find her fascinating. Bit of a guilty pleasure. She's, I think, just a fascinating character.
See, my vote would obviously be for Julia White, but then my different line entirely. Natalie, thoughts for yourself? I mean, Katie Price, sort of, is she way up there for your own point of view?
Yeah, Katie Price. I'm not a particular fan, but I know that lots of people are, and everybody says that she's a very good businesswoman in that sort of sense, but I can't say I'm a fan. Something I did notice in the list that I've got, we've only got 4 of the names who are in the top 10, is that they are all British. Is that something that we found with the rest of the names?
Yeah. Julia?
It's a very good point. I thought you were going to maybe draw attention to the fact there's only one male in there, but in terms of the British, I think, definitely with the Middleton sisters sort of climbing on in there with the royal wedding, that has been, you know, driven a lot of search traffic. The only non-British people on there are right down the bottom of the list, and it's Kim Kardashian, who I guess is sort of the US's Katie Price at the moment, and Rihanna, who obviously, you know, people seem to absolutely love. They love her music. She's currently riding high in the single and albums charts, and she seems to, as she gets raunchier, she was sort of, her video was banned in France. She kind of upset an Irish farmer by stripping off in his field, and as she just gets naughtier, we seem to love her more. But definitely a British focus. I think people perhaps going for people they can relate to more closely.
Does death actually have an impact in terms of celebrity searches? Does that still sort of impact on the whole thing, Julia?
Well, I mean, Amy Winehouse was obviously on the list at number six. And she was her sort of untimely death in July was the second most searched story as a whole. So obviously that's kind of brought her into the list. But, you know, other key names in there. I know you said you didn't think sort of Katie Price was perhaps what you'd call maybe a self-made. Someone like Cheryl Cole, she's second on the list and still riding high, despite the fact she's had a very, low profile year. She's not on either X Factor panel, although she almost was, and that kind of caused a huge surge in traffic and search. But she's kind of laid low. I mean, a little bit of an appearance on Twitter, but people seem to still, she's sort of classed as royalty, I guess, in that sphere.
Julia, in your own inimitable style, as a graduate of the journalism scheme at the London College of Communications and as the fine editor and showbiz expert of OMG! Would you like to actually just reveal the top 10 in order and just go up from 10 upwards, please?
From 10 upwards, I can indeed. We've got Rihanna at the bottom, 10, number 10, a new entry, as I mentioned, you know, getting raunchier, getting more popular. Number 9, Kim Kardashian, who's played out her own life in front of the reality, on reality TV, and had a very, very short-lived marriage that we were all fascinated by. In at number 8, Victoria Beckham, who's actually down 2 places, but obviously still with her this year getting her girl and sort of parading Harper Beckham around with her £30 Chloe tights. We're still obviously fascinated. Just above her, Ryan Giggs, and also at number 4, Imogen Thomas. Most searched story of the year was their relationship that sort of emerged over Super Injunction and lots of Twitter flurries. So, you know, I think that's proved we still very much love a scandal. Number 6, Amy Winehouse, who we've mentioned, and her untimely death was the second most searched story. Above her, Pippa Middleton, who perhaps last year, or I'm sure last year, would not have been classed as a celebrity, but with her wiggling her way down that aisle in the rather slinky lingerie, as I will call it, at the royal wedding back in April, really sort of has made her mark and now is, you know, a fashion icon and very, very popular. Number 4, Imogen Thomas, who obviously I mentioned with Ryan Giggs. Above her, Kate Middleton, who does pip her sister Pippa to the post in terms of their own personal battle on this list, and who's becoming, you know, in her own right, a celebrity with her hair, her restress, which, you know, sold out instantly and crashed their website. Number 2, Cheryl Cole, who, you know, we still love, despite the fact that she got ditched spectacularly from the US X Factor panel. And then number 1, Katie Price, who, you know, love her or hate her, she's the most searched.
Just wonder if people were confused, thought it's Kate Middleton, no, it's Katie Price, oh, I don't know, they're one or the same. I did like the line, of course, the Duchess of Cambridge, pipping her sister Pippa. Nice, nice, good copy, it's very good. Yeah, it works through the whole process. Of course, you can keep up to date with the fantastic website OMG! By going to the website address, which of course is, Julia?
It's yahoo.co.uk/OMG.
Exactly, so it's fantastic stuff. Julia White, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on the Midweek Drive?
Very, very interesting. Thank you, and lovely to speak to the girls too.
Well, the next crucial question we have to ask you is, can we look forward to, hopefully in the not too distant future, looking to feature you again and keeping us up to date with the show business gossip, etc. Plus, of course, your time when you actually met Bradley Cooper, JLS, and The Only Way Is Essex cast, but not yet Geordie Shore.
Not yet Geordie Shore, but on my list. But yeah, definitely, I'd love to keep you in touch with all that.
Julia White, we salute you. Take care
now. Thank you. Thanks.